Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Get a refresh with your refund during Mako's tax season event for expert paint and collision repair. Use our contactless services. It's as easy as book, quote, fix. Uh-oh, better get Mako. Visit Mako.com today to schedule your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, the funky sounds of DJ Alex Tyshirt are singing to your ear. I like this. What is this, Al?
Little trap you call grooving, CB.
You call group, like you made this up? This yours?
This is like a collab with a couple other people. I just put twists on stuff
really?
I like too.
So this is original?
No, not this one.
I like this. Send this to me. I like this group.
I got you. Something I've heard before.
Yeah, it sounds like an old school
version. Yeah.
Right, kind of old school. Yeah, I like that. All right, we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, what a game is going on in Brooklyn.
I just saw that the Clippers took a two-point lead to start the fourth quarter, right?
Yep, 90-88.
The third quarter, right.
Man, it is a good game back and forth. Kyrie's got 29 points heading into the fourth, and Kawhi's got 25. So the two of the stars are doing their thing, and the other ones are playing well. All right, let's go here. Kind of big news today. Former Green Bay Packers offensive lineman T.J. Lang, okay, and he's close with Aaron Rodgers. He joined WXYT's The Ticket on Monday, Rob, and here's what he said about his man Aaron.
I think he's going to be hell-bent on some revenge, man. I think he was quietly pissed, when they took Jordan Love a year ago. I think he's going to make them pay, man. I think he's going to want some sort of new deal where they guarantee – a couple more years for him, security-wise, being in Green Bay. I don't think he wants to go anywhere, but I think he's going to hold their feet to the fire and say, hey, you're going to keep me around. A, you're going to pay me, and B, you're going to bring in some players that I want to play with where we can take this next leap.
Rob, your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. Anybody's trying, if you could leverage an MVP, Chris, right, if he wins the MVP, leverage that into a couple more years of contract? Wouldn't you do it? I think that's just natural. But I don't.
Yeah,
I
agree. I agree, and especially with them going out and drafting, trading up to draft your replacement.
Right. I think that would be smart on his part to try to parlay that. 37 years old, you won the MVP out of nowhere, right?
I would do it.
I mean, but I don't.
I think he would be worth it. He should get it.
Yeah, and this is the other thing. You heard Lang. What'd he say? He's not looking to go anywhere because I don't believe that. I will be surprised, Chris, and I'm saying this, even though they drafted his guy or whatever, his replacement, are we going to see Aaron Rodgers in another uniform? Are we?
That's a good question.
I don't know that.
Remember, he said before the season or when the draft was made that just tells him he's not going to finish his career in Green Bay.
Yeah, A lot of guys don't finish, Chris, so I'm not saying that Peyton Manning had to go somewhere else.
Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
Most of the great ones. Yes, I get it because they want to play longer. But I don't know. There's something about that. It would be weird to see him in a Chicago Bears uniform or do you know what I mean? But it's happened to everybody. So you know what? I'm going to take that back because it really, if you are good, you normally do wind up. Eli didn't go. I'm not saying he's on that par. Eli played all his years with the Giants and decided to retire.
There's been some. Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach.
Right. But those are older. Most of the younger guys, Chris.
Breeze started in San Diego.
Right. Phillip Rivers ended in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Nowadays, it pretty much happens to everybody.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to change that. I think he could wind up like that because it's just the nature of the beast. Yeah, Elway retired. He did the right thing. After they won that second Super Bowl, boom, done.
Yeah. Here's the one thing I disagree, and I think you might too. Not saying that the Packers can improve. Look, everybody can improve, right? Everybody's looking to add something. Whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, they're not just going to rest on their laurels and, you know, come back as they are exactly. They're going to be like, well, we need this or we should add this or whatever. So I'm not saying there obviously can't be additions to the Packers. But when TJ Lang said, let's just go all in and try to win this thing, and get some guys that I want to play with. Rob, I would say this. They had enough this year, and I'm not blaming it on Aaron. Everybody could have played better, and Matt LaFleur could have coached better.
Right.
But, you know, football's a one and done. It's not a seven-game series. And, look, they may have lost the series to Tampa Bay because, obviously, Tampa Bay was a tough matchup for them. But I'm just saying, like, I don't look at the Packers. Now, can the defense improve? Yeah, but it was a good defense. Can they get a number two receiver? Sure. But they had obviously, you got Devontae Adams, and then you had a pretty good receiving core after that. The running game was good. The offensive line was very good.
Right, they were missing their left tackle. You know, they're all pro left tackle, so he'll be back next year.
Yeah,
so I'm with you. I'm with you that, but I don't think like it's a rebuild or like.
Oh my gosh,
they've won 26 games in the last 2 years. I'm talking about regular season. That's what they've won.
Right,
26 out of how many, Chris?
They've been 26 and 6.
And 6, 26 out of 32.
And to the NFC title game the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So they just got to get it done. And I think, look, we all know how great Aaron Rodgers is. Obviously, he's got the Super Bowl. You can never take away from him. He's going to win this MVP. I'd be stunned, Rob. Shocked. Gobsmacked.
No, I mean, you and everybody
if he doesn't get this MVP. Right.
I agree with you.
So this will be another MVP for him.
What is that? That'll be three.
Yeah. But I will say this, though, Rob. And no, you can't ever take away his greatness. But guys at his level, they're at that level because they're capable of winning games they shouldn't. Winning when you're not supposed to. Overcoming odds when the odds are stacked against them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't think he had to, like we said, this team is good. But I want to see him do that. You know, I think he's capable of doing it. And if they're going to win a Super Bowl, he may have to do that. You know, we saw Jordan. We talk about Jordan versus LeBron. I mean, Jordan, you know, the youngins can, oh, Pippen was the, look, with all due respect to Scottie Pippen, Jordan made Scottie Pippen. All right, Jordan overcame. And
I tell people that all the time because, you know, people think Jordan was an overnight sensation. He was, Chris, he was a great player.
He was individually, right.
But, no, right, that's what I say. He was a great player. But I remember people saying he'll never win. He doesn't make his teammates better. Don't you remember
that stuff?
He's
not Magic and Bird. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Magic and Bird just win. You know, Jordan can do all the dunks and this and have the videos,
I remember the sneakers. Very loud.
Yep. Absolutely. So we'll see. I mean, Aaron, look, he's in a good situation. Yeah, I'd go for more money if I'm him.
Why not? He's worth it.
He's got many years left, I think. You know, the way these guys are going now, Rob.
He could play 37, Chris. He could play four good years. That's 41.
Yeah, you would think. I think, Rob, with the nutrition today, the weight training, I think, you know, guys are going to look at Brady, right? And they're going to say, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. They might not get to the age that he is, but they're going to try to get close. And I think you're going to see guys play a little longer and a little better at older ages as time goes on. So, yeah, I think Rodgers does have several good years left. All right, we're going to get back into our conversation about the black quarterbacks with one of the greatest ever do it, Warren Moon, greatest black quarterback, greatest quarterback, period. One of the all-time greats. Warren Moon will join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of something that's money on your car insurance. He's one of the best to ever throw the football. It's a pleasure to have him on. He's a Hall of Famer. Warren Moon. Warren, welcome
What's
to the
happening?
Odd Couple.
How you guys doing, man?
Man, we are great, man. How are you?
Happy Super Bowl week. It's almost here.
And I think it's going to be a great one, too.
I do, too. I really do. It's, you know, two contrasting quarterbacks, one an older guy who's still getting it done, and the young and up-and-coming Buck who's putting his name in the record books every year. So it should be a great one.
Hey, now, hey, Warren, you played late. You know, you played till you were 44.
Yep.
And, you know, we're still playing well early in your 40s. Are you surprised or really not because of your background and your career to see what Tom Brady's done at 43 years old?
You know, I'm not surprised he's playing at a good level because of the talent he has around him, because of the way he takes care of himself. He hasn't had any major injuries. He doesn't get beat up, you know, because of the way they threw the football in New England. He always got the ball out of his hands so quick, so he didn't take a lot of punishment. So he's been able to have a great longevity because of not having the major injuries and not being beat up. And then he comes to a team where he's kind of remotivated, where he wants to show people that he can be successful wherever he goes. And he happens to have a plethora of talent around him to distribute the ball to. So a lot of combination of the reason why Tom's still having this great success.
Hey, Warren, today I wrote a column for Deadspin.com, and basically it was if Matt Stafford was a black quarterback, he would have been out of a job a long time ago. And I took a look at Jameis Winston's stats his first 5 years and Matthew Stafford's stats his first 5 years. They're virtually identical. And Jameis Winston didn't get another contract and was cut. Matthew Stafford's been able to stay in Detroit for 12 years, never won a playoff game, never won a division.
Got a huge deal.
Yeah, got a huge deal, a lot of money, whatever. And never was really – there's never been held accountable for winning there. But my point was there's just a shorter leash for black quarterbacks if you don't win almost immediately. Am I off base or is that a part of the lead?
No, it's kind of always been that way, and I don't know when it's going to ever change from being that. There's no question we're getting a lot more opportunities to play the game, many more than before I played or went right after I played. But
you weren't even drafted, and you made it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, imagine that. But it's just the same thing, though, when it comes to you've got to perform right away or you're going to be out of there. I went to six straight Pro Bowls when I was in Houston. I got traded to the Minnesota Vikings because we didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So it doesn't matter how far you don't make it, whether it's to the playoffs like Jameis didn't get there with Tampa Bay or myself not getting to a Super Bowl, your leash is definitely a little bit shorter.
And when you see
Warren,
I just want to follow up, Chris, one thing. The Stafford thing, you know, in Detroit, the fans call him Stat Patford because, you know, the stats that come with the prevent defense down by three touchdowns and you pull
right.
up numbers at the end of games. You know what? Am I right? There are those stats that are just given to you because they want you to eat up the clock, right? Move it down, not score too fast over the top. But can you imagine somebody being somewhere 12 years in the NFL and not win a playoff game and not be held accountable?
Yeah, it's amazing, and you can say he hasn't had the greatest teams around him, but you can also say he's had some teams good enough, you know, to get to the playoffs and do better. So, I hold judgment back on that because, you know, it just sounds like sour grapes when it's coming, especially from another African-American quarterback. But I understand exactly what you're saying, and that's just kind of the way it is for us right now, and we're just going to have to overcome that and just keep trying to play better and be better.
Warren, I've said what it is boils down to is that if you're a black quarterback, you have to be great.
Yep.
Like, we'll know we've arrived when you can just be a mediocre run-of-the-mill black quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the guys now in the league, you got Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. You know what I'm saying? Like, Murray isn't there yet, but he's projected to be there.
A perfect example is Teddy Bridgewater. They're trying to get rid of him now.
And yep.
they just,
there you go.
They brought him in. He didn't have a great year. I mean, they're in a real rebuilding process, but you couldn't expect him to play great with that type of team. But here they are, got him on the trading block already. They almost traded him for Matthew Stafford. I mean, that was one of the places he was going to go to North Carolina.
Right.
What do you think about, what's your take on the situation with the coaches? I mean, we'll have three African-American coaches, you know, next year at
Eric,
the start
the
of the season
didn't
out of
get
32.
A job again.
No, I think it's a disgrace. I know the league is trying to do whatever they can to make that be much more improved as far as African Americans getting more opportunities and minorities. But you know, Robert Salah, you know, got an opportunity. I think he's Lebanese, and then there was Cully there in Houston, which isn't a good job, and he's 65 years old. So you know, the guys who you thought were the hot candidates, you know, like a Eric Bieniemy or somebody like that, they don't even get that second or third interview in order to get that type of job. So, yeah, it really boggles my mind. And I don't know what they can do, because they've tried to incentivize teams to, if you hire an African-American, you're going to get draft picks, things like that. Nothing seems to be working. So I really don't know what the answer is, but the league has got to come up with some way, somehow, to get these guys more opportunities to be head coaches, because they're definitely qualified. Byron Leftwich should have at least been interviewed by at least two or three teams. He didn't even get an interview. I mean, this guy's in the Super Bowl right now as an offensive coordinator, and we saw what he was able to do with Jameis Winston. Even though Jameis threw a lot of interceptions, he threw for over 5,000 yards also 34 touchdowns last year. So it's not like that was a slouch offense, and Byron was calling the plays for that offense. So, you know, he's a guy that should have been up there recommended for jobs as well.
No doubt about it, man. This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. We got about a minute to go. Give us the Super Bowl. You got a prediction for us? Who's going to win this?
I think it's going to be a good one. You know, Tampa's at home. The thing that bothers me about Kansas City that makes the game a little bit closer is, you know, their left tackle, Eric Fisher, not being there. I think that's a big loss whenever you lose your left tackle on any football team, especially for a right-handed quarterback. But Patrick Mahomes, because of his mobility, I think he'll make up for some of that. We don't know how that foot is going to affect him in the game as far as his mobility. It didn't seem to bother him as much last week. But I still think Kansas City has just a little bit more firepower. I think they're going to outscore Tampa Bay in a high-scoring game, something like 35-30.
All right, that's the great Warren Moon, the
Warren,
Hall of Famer.
Thank you so
Warren,
much.
Thank you as always.
All right, guys, great talking to you, and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right.
You too.
You too.
All right, we'll see you. All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. The floor is yours. That's next. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. And tune in to TNT. If you're not watching it, do yourself a favor. Nets 112, Clippers 106, 2 minutes left. It's a barn burner. Check it out. But first, do this. Listen to Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off with Pedro in Houston. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, Chris, we coming back for you, man. It's about to be Monday after the Super Bowl. I don't want to call in and hear, oh, I had a nice little steak and some finger foods, maybe a little side salad for my Super Bowl Sunday dinner. Chris, we cannot claim you from the South if you're not showing off that Creole love, brother. You got to have some crawfish, some etouffee. At the very minimum, man, go get you some of them Popeye's beignets, man. That's the least you could be doing for the South. We can't claim you. We cannot claim you. You got to show that love, brother.
Man, that all stuff's right. Hard to get up in Jersey.
In Jersey, go to Popeye's,
you know what I'm
right?
saying? You can't all get right. beignet, real beignet, nowhere but New Orleans or Louisiana. I'll tell you that.
You know, it's funny because they eat beignet down there in Louisiana. I usually put it on my back when it's hurting. Oh, that's beignet. I'm sorry.
Crickets.
All right, Peter in Honolulu. Everything's not funny.
I know. Everything isn't funny.
Peter in Honolulu, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Peter?
I'm trashing Rob. Rob, I didn't read your article on Deadspin, but you cannot actually be down on somebody for not winning in Detroit. They have one playoff victory since 1957. Dude, it's 60-something years. In 65 years, they have one win. You're going to tell me, oh, he didn't win a division. Oh, they have three division titles in the Super Bowl era. Think about that for a second. This is what, 54 Super Bowl? And they have three division titles and one playoff win in 54 years. One playoff win since 1957. Dude, nobody wins in Detroit. Nobody.
All right.
Nobody.
I'm not going back at him because I'm not supposed to. That's cool, Peter. I got you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
It's a good call.
Kenneth in Akron. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Kenneth?
Hey, it's Dennis from Akron, but that's okay, boys.
Dennis,
I listen to you guys every night on 1350 The Gambler. I love listening to the two of you argue back and forth.
Thank
it's
you,
wonderful.
Brother. Thank you.
Yep, but I'm trashing the NFL. Mr. Goodell, what is this 21-year love affair with Tom Brady? Everywhere the man goes, it seems to be he has to be in the Super Bowl. In New England, 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 wins. Come on. Tampa Bay, isn't it funny? First year there, he takes a team to the Super Bowl. What's up with this? The only other man that's ever been to 10 championship games in his history, and he's a better quarterback than Brady will ever think of being, was Otto Graham, who went 7-3, and his head coach, Paul Brown. If you think that Bill Belichick's that great of a head coach, he's a student compared to Paul Brown. The biggest mistake that Art Modell ever made was firing Paul Brown. Now, Brady, he is an afterthought. Yes, I will give him credit. I'll tip my hat. He has records that will never possibly be approached. But he is not that good. No quarterback is. Montana was a better quarterback. I can name you others. Shout out to Virgil Carter, former quarterback of the Bengals, Joe Gilliam of the Steelers.
Thanks, Kenneth.
All right,
appreciate
Joe
it.
Gilliam,
a little long there. Well, Joe Gilliam. Yeah,
I know you like that, though, Rob. I think you need a cigarette after that.
I need a little something.
He was
going
on. When he mentioned Joe Gilliam, God bless his soul, one of the first black quarterbacks, but come on. Better than Tom Brady style.
I was going to say, we need to pump the brakes. All right, Nick in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Nick?
Hey, guys, I am trashing Rob Parker's brand muffin. Not you, Rob, because I actually like you, especially when you work while Chris is taking 6 months out of the year. But the inconsistency's got to stop. You say you hate LeBron for leaving, but then you can't validate Steph Curry and Tom Brady's championship when they were homegrown. You say stats don't matter, but you keep hyping up Aaron Rodgers' touchdown interception ratio or QBR, as if we care since he only has one Super Bowl. And then you say LeBron ruined the NBA, making it not competitive, but then criticize him for winning only 4 in 17 years. And best of all, you trash athletes for being too sensitive, but then you have a block party every day on Twitter. I mean, you even block me for saying keep that same energy if Aaron Rodgers loses. But hey, it's cool, man. I'll still listen to you on the daily, though. Have a good night, guys.
You know what? I want you to get on the Instagram so I can block you there, too.
Good call. Keep it coming, brother. Good call.
That's right.
Rob, that Nick blocked you for that? My goodness.
What? Nah, he said he must have said something. I told you, if you say anything crazy to me, you get blocked. Do we have time for Mace in San Diego? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mace? Make it quick.
Plaxico Burress. Aside from being a horrible teammate and a complete diva during your NFL career, you deserve the Idiot of the Decade Award for accidentally shooting yourself in the leg with your Glock pistol while in a New York nightclub. How clumsy could you be? You accidentally shooting yourself would be like tripping over a cordless phone. And then to add insult to injury, you didn't have a concealed carry license for that gun. It's a miracle you didn't injure an innocent bystander that night. You should not be allowed to carry a gun. Here's a suggestion. Now that you're retired, maybe you should take up hunting as your new hobby. And I got the perfect hunting partner for you. Former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Wow, that was quick.
Mace. I'm still waiting for Mace to trash somebody from the last decade.
Right, or the last 20 years.
I think Mace has a box of cards. For guys, he's trashed. You know what?
I'm going to tell you this. You know, I control the phones. Nick in South Carolina, keep calling and see if you get through. I just want you to know.
Nick,
I love you, brother.
You were right
I'm
on the money.
For you, Nick. You
the only problem I have with you is you softened it by saying you're trashing Rob's brand muffin. You were trashing Rob Parker, period.
My brand muffin keeps me
regular. Say it with
regular.
Your chest.
So stop talking about
it's
my brand muffin.
It's the iCup. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.